T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
DJ and Jamie.
This story took Facebook by storm earlier this week.
It's a beautiful story, and we needed it.
Rex Moore, he is a guy that supplies burgers, steaks, bison meat to restaurants all across Colorado. With the restaurants closing down, he was about to get stuck with all this meat and probably going to put him out of business. It was bad.
He was going to have to sell his herd. That's what he said, yeah.
Here is, before we talk to Rex, here is the news story itself.
Colorado restaurants love to source local.
My primary business model was to sell to restaurants and to supply restaurants.
But with places like Park Burger resorting to takeout only, many are scaling back operations, including the amount of food they buy from people like Rex.
And normally I should have about 45 deliveries a week. Last week I had 5 orders.
In a desperate act, Moore took to social media.
And just said, I lost 80% of my business. I need your help.
What happened next has this rancher in tears.
I was amazed at the response. Within an hour, there was 1,000 shares. It's overwhelming. The people don't want to help.
Complete strangers stepping in to help, ensuring a Colorado business stays open.
Good morning, Rex.
Hi, Rex.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's been a crazy 3 or 4 days, that's for sure.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, we talked about you a couple days ago, too, and people were saying that you took down your site because they were trying to still order from you.
Yes, I had to take down the order forms that we had on Facebook and we had on Craigslist, because the orders were coming in so fast, it just blew our mind. And, you know, now any orders I'm taking right now are probably for a month out from now.
Now, when you were posting this earlier in the week and you were down to 4 and 5 deliveries, where normally it would be many, many more than that, did you really think that there's a chance the company's going to go under?
Yes, I did. On Monday, I thought I was going to go out of business. I'd actually told my landlord I couldn't pay rent anymore.
Oh, wow.
I had laid off the one employee that I had.
Wow. So, I mean, it was dire straits. You were done. It was done.
And there was no guarantee with that post that you made on Facebook that that was going to save you. That probably didn't even enter your mind. You were just looking to sell maybe, you know, 10 or 15 more pounds of meat.
Well, I was hoping to sell a little bit more than that. But, you know, what do we do with all that meat? I had actually had a harvest that week of bison, and, you know, where is it going to go? It's mostly fresh. There's a lot of frozen steaks, but who am I going to sell it to? And I, you know, knew because of the governor's order on the restaurant shutdowns that, you know, it was a minimum of 8 weeks, and there was absolutely no way I was going to survive 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. I would have never guessed it would have, well, you either. It's gone so viral. I mean, we talk bad about, you know, social media. It's bad for you. It's so negative, all that stuff. But this was like a great story we all needed to hear.
It was, and just the, you know, the response, you know, it went, you know, it was 1,000 shares in an hour. It was 12,000 shares in 5 hours. It was 24,000 shares in 24 hours, and then I think I broke Facebook because it can't count anymore.
That's true.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Rex, here's you had a great week with that Facebook post, but as you just said, I mean, we're probably looking at maybe 6 to 8 weeks of this. Is now, have you built a kind of a base of people that are going to buy from you every week to get you through this, or are you back to square one and you don't know what to do come Monday?
No, I know what to do Monday. I actually hired back the employee I laid off. I hired a temporary. I think I have to hire two more people.
Oh my God.
My go-forward business model is direct-to-consumer. And that's the way I can say thank you to the Coloradoans. That's how I can say thank you to, you know, the rest of the United States that, you know, is turning in orders. So I'm still getting orders every day. People are either calling in or emailing, and I have an automatic email response that will automatically send out the order form. And so we're still taking orders. And I had a harvest scheduled for 3 to 4 weeks from now, and I put it up to next Tuesday so that I can bring in more meat. And I have more steaks being cut today. I have more burgers made. I'm having more sausage made. And this is going to be my new business model. And actually, I probably have either doubled or tripled my monthly sales.
Get out of here.
Look how many people he's hiring,
Wow.
too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
So you're creating jobs.
On the line with us is Rex Moore. He is the bison guy that earlier this week was all over the news media because of the plight that he was in. He had to sell some meat, man, because the restaurants were closing up. And you came to the rescue, Colorado. You were there online. And he's, as he just said, the business model has exploded. Rex, we want to order some meat.
Yeah.
You can.
I'd love to.
How do we do that?
So you can send a email request.
Rex, I got you on the line. I don't need an email request. I'm requesting right now.
No, but I mean, for everybody else, BJ. Yeah. No, for everybody else, how do they do it?
Oh, okay.
So you can send a email request to rexm@rockriverranches.com, and you'll automatically be sent a order form that you can place an order.
Wait, hold on. I got Rex, R-E-X-M.
Letter M.
Yep.
All right, just an M, R-E-X-M.
Yep.
Rex Moore is his name.
But
so
just
M.
an M.
Just
okay.
An M.
At, where, this is where I get confused.
Rock.
Rock.
River.
River.
Ranches.
Ranches.
.com.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I had to get it because I just rock. I didn't know the ranches. Did
yeah.
you? No, no. I didn't know the ranches.
I'm going to get some burgers.
Well, I've got it on my piece of paper.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Story. Yes, I do.
I am trying to fill, you know, I do have curbside pickup available, and I'm trying to help fill the, you know, the Colorado orders and the curbside pickup first.
Yeah, don't sell it to the Wyoming people. Where are you located, Rex? Are you in Commerce City?
Yes, I am. I'm in Commerce City.
All right, I'm coming up there.
All right. That's where my cold storage warehouse is. The bison herd is actually out at Ray, Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to go say hi to them. I don't want to get to know them that well.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get to know them before you eat them.
I don't want to name one and then buy it from you.
Oh.
Already frozen.
That always feels mean.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's like, you know, having a chicken and choking it and then eating it, and it's bad.
Rex, we're so happy for you.
I know, right?
It's worked out so well, man, because now you don't even need the stinking restaurants.
Well, I'm still going to take them back when they're ready.
I'm sure you will.
Rex, I have some text for you. Please tell Rex I emailed him the other day, and he did not respond to me.
I have over 300 unread text messages on my phone that I can't get to quite yet.
Yeah, well, you better get busy.
Let's see here. Tell Rex Jessica from Mile High says hi.
Thank you.
Do you know Jessica from Mile High?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's Mile High Cold Storage.
Yep.
And you're her scruffy little teddy bear buddy?
Well, I could be.
I feel like there's something a little crazy.
That was an inside joke right there.
Former girlfriend.
I don't know what's going on.
Somebody
there.
Looking for some free meat.
Also, somebody says, do you ship out of state?
Yes, I do ship out of state.
Okay, perfect.
And I renegotiated freight costs with UPS, and I'm just waiting for a semi-load of styrofoam coolers and shipping containers to come in so I can start shipping out of state next week.
Perfect. Okay. Well, a lot of responses. Everybody wants your meat.
What? Like apparently the Amazon of meat.
Apparently the scruffy teddy bear girl does.
What a week you've had, Rex. Unbelievable.
Yes, Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
it's so overwhelming. It's so humbling. You know, it was an answer to prayers, and it's just amazing. And I can't say thank you enough to Colorado and everybody else that, you know, wants to support and help. I've had people say, here's $75, go buy some meat and give it away to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Such a great story. And in this time that we're in right now, much needed. So
thank you.
Good job, Rex. All right. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate you. We're going to be back in touch to come up there and get some of that bison from you.
All right. I'm going to save you some.
All right.
Yeah,
you got
it. Scruffy little teddy bear buddy.
Jamie, will you leave him alone?
Stop hitting on him.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.